right. It's a good morning to you and welcome to Tech. Of course, Chicken and the Baby are gone. Now we...
Hello, Namibia. Indira pamanate muyuni walelape. Lelape onkaro ompu woma futiro no kuthisa ngoka haguningwa pamkaro gongodi hokatevuru okutuminako omatumaraka goe agehe na ngoka gopaipindi notanga dhanwa no kutuwa mombepo ethimbo ojo tuunjoka. Otovuru okuningashike ko lelape. Otovuru okutura omatumaraka goe mombepo torongisa oka epa ko Eagle FM nenge ka imba.
All right, sorry for that, and I had to attend to something that was equally important. Yes, so today we are looking at there is chaos. Now, in this chaos, there seems to be something good. There is chaos that is about to erupt into another front line in the South China Sea or the whole Pacific, the Asia Pacific. Let me just put it this way, that the Asia Pacific is about to be in a, there's a front line that is about to open in Asia Pacific, you know, and the Chinese army have been drilling or making, you know, they've been doing, conducting military drills in the island of Taiwan. That followed, of course, Nancy Pelosi, who is the Speaker of the American Parliament, who visited Taiwan last week. Last week or so. Now, to add to the fire, there is a congressional delegation that is also now visiting Taipei, speaking to the president of Taiwan. This China sees it as a provocation because America is acting as if Taiwan is an independent country. So it's a country on its own. So China sees America as a spoiler of peace. And that's a statement that the Chinese government has released, you know, yesterday or so. And the Chinese army or the Chinese defense ministry and the foreign ministry has also released a statement saying that they are going to smash any, you know, outside interventions or any outside interference. There's a word they used that has gone out of my head now. They used another word, but they are going to smash any outside opposition to what their concern is. So if China attacks Taiwan, then we are going to have two wars that are being fought, and these are major wars. So these are major wars. Now, before I get into how these major wars will disrupt the tech sector, or maybe we look at how if China has to attack Taiwan, America might be forced to be in, whether it is directly or indirectly. So, and that will have an impact with the global outlook, whether it is economic outlook or just the whole global way of life will be out of shape. Now, before I get to what this may mean, let me look at something that looks like a coincidence. There was a business meeting last week where some US and Chinese tech companies see business potential despite what is going on. So the areas of electric vehicles, one of them, the companies such as Zhonglu, and of course the leader of Zhonglu, George Wang, was one of the main speakers at this event, where they are optimistic that, you know, despite what is going on, despite the tension, political tension, business between these two tech companies, these two countries, the tech business may flourish, you know, despite what is going on, you know, despite what the politicians are doing. So later in the program, I'm going to come back to this issue, and I'm going to ask a question, and I want you to be part of the conversation. But before I get to this one, let me just go into the detail of what is really about Taiwan. So, and I'm not really going to go much deeper, because this may mean it may take us off the topic, because today the topic is we are looking at the confrontation in Asia Pacific, how much it will contribute to a global chaos as far as the tech sector is concerned. Tech and manufacturing sector, how much of this will be, you know, how much of negative impact it will have. Before maybe we go to the negative impact, I want to repeat something that I said months ago. You see, the companies that made money in 2020-2021 were AstraZeneca, Moderna, Pfizer, and other vaccine manufacturing companies. But now vaccine is no longer making money. What is making money now is the companies that are making money right now. They are companies that are manufacturing weapons. You know, be it whether it is drones or HIMARS. This HIMARS stands for High Mobility Artillery Rocket Systems. You know, they are manufactured in numbers, and up to now America has spent around $60 billion in aid to Ukraine. And this $60 billion, the Americans could not even use it to reduce the inflation that is currently currently rocked the U.S. economy. So they would rather divert this money to fight in Ukraine. So a lot of companies that are manufacturing weapons are making money in the Ukraine-Russia conflict. And they also made money in the Syria conflict. Now, if China has to attack Taiwan, the amount of money that will be spent in weaponry, in the technology of weapon system, will be even more than the money that is spent in Russia-Ukraine. Because Taiwan is strategically important to the U.S. economy because of the chip, you know, because of the semiconductors that Taiwan is having, because of those factories that manufactures chips and semiconductors. The chips and semiconductors, they are those little, I have an engineer friend of mine that I will have him so that he may explain further what a semiconductor is and those chips are. So we know that these are tiny components that are necessary for electronics, you know, and that are needed in manufacturing electronics, whether it is a car manufacturing, planes, everything that has electronic system in it needs a chip or a semiconductor of a kind. So more on this issue, we will have to get an engineer, an auto engineer who is able to explain into further details. But the Americans will say, the Americans already made it clear that they are not going to allow Taiwan to be attacked. And China has also made it clear that they are not going to allow spoilers of peace. They are not going to allow Taiwan to be separated from mainland China, because Taiwan is considered to be part of China. Taiwan was formed by a fleeing, defeated, you know, army that was trying to overthrow the government in Beijing, and they fled to Taiwan. So, and that's how Taiwan was formed, but it's still considered part of China under one China principles, which America is a signatory to it. So America has agreed to sign the One China Principle. So under One China Principle, Taiwan is part of China. So if China has to attack Taiwan, or in America has to respond, business will boom in the weapon, in the manufacturing, in the weapon sales. That's the advantage to those who are having companies, that manufacture weaponry. But for normal tech companies, this will be a huge loss, because most of the major manufacturing companies, China has the major manufacturing companies, and America has also major tech companies that contribute significantly to the world. So this war has to take place, then the world will lose almost 60% of all that. That's the projection. But some people are saying, well, there are other tech companies, or there are other tech sectors, there are tech sector in some other countries. So the world is becoming multipolar. But what will that mean is, anything that is manufactured, that is dependent on China, as far as manufacturing is concerned, any technology that is dependent on China, they might be slowed down. Because shipping will become almost impossible. Because the China Sea will be, you know, invaded by warships. So shipping will become almost impossible. And if you had to transport via air, that will also become impossible because the Chinese airspace will be crowded by military aircraft. Because the Chinese airspace will be crowded by military aircraft. So that will mean a standstill in, you know, the tech sector. So that would mean a standstill in the tech sector. If America has to directly or indirectly get involved in the Taiwan, which they will, according to experts. According to experts, we are not going to, like I said, I'm just going to look at this issue on the tech side, from the tech side of it, of things, that this will mean disruption in tech operations, because most of the tech manufacturings are done in China. Japan could step in. You know, Japan could step in, South Korea could step in to fill that gap, but you know, the gap, the role that China is playing in the global market is so big that it cannot be replaced immediately and overnight. So this will mean technology will stand still. People who need cheap, you know, equipment to do work, because China is accommodative. The Chinese market is accommodative to the point that even a startup person can start something, unlike Japan, South Korea, and the rest of the world where their equipment are expensive. China has cheaper equipment that one can use to start, you know, to start up. Somebody can use to start for a startup. So China is accommodative. So, and if there should be conflict rising now, the people that are, for example, ordering sewing machine from China, the people that are ordering phones, phone screens, chargers, and all the accessories and electronics will be affected big time. They will be affected big time because two major routes will be closed. Number one, the sea route, because the Chinese Sea will be reserved for military ship. So cargo ships may not be allowed to pass or to get in. So even cargo aircraft will not take off because the Chinese airspace will be occupied by military aircraft. So that is going to be a powerful conflict. Nobody will win in that war. Believe me, nobody will win that war. So now, the other people are optimistic to say, no, despite what is going on between China and America, we are still going to do business. Our tech companies are still going to flourish in China, and Chinese tech companies are going to flourish in America. And this now brings me to the question that I had to ask you. Or maybe let me do this. You see, politics is a horse. Business cannot flourish if there is a fragile politics. If politics is fragile, you know, business will not flourish. That's why you have seen mass exit in the Russian market. Donald, KFC, a lot of companies have closed down. Because politics has a way to interfere with business and with economics. So politics has a way to interfere and say, because we are no longer in agreement, all our companies must be closed, or all your companies must get out because you are no longer in agreement. So when you are no longer in peace or at peace, the companies will close. And we have seen that with the Russia-Ukraine situation, that all Western companies closed down. So, and this optimistic, the people who are optimistic might see the same thing happening between America and China if the Taiwan conflict, you know, erupts, or if things spills out of control. If things should spill out of control, we are seeing what happened in 2017 when Trump introduced tariffs, you know, import and export tariffs from and to China. So, and that affected a lot of tech startups who were, you know, the tech innovators who are starting up were just, you know, coming from the ground. Because the Chinese also needed certain components. All right, we are rushing for a commercial market. We shall be back.
Vasco Sartutoze Pahami, Iriva International University of Management, IUM. Bamile Msakuri, Lingorisa Zasirimo Se Statama, Sa 2023, Rikwaluzui, Martutoze Pahami Zechwaleka, Education, Health and Social Sciences, Information and Communication Technology, Strategic Management and Leadership, Tourism, Hospitality and Events Management, Business Administration, Environmental Studies and Postgraduate Studies. Hamu bataguzi baritabaka wafela kabutungi. Mukwaruleri kepela www.ium.edu.na. Kapa, mupotele liwefisi zerivu kaofi. Mamure nengi wa Windhoek, toropo ya nkure nkuru. Ongwe ndiva, ni wa this day. Kapa, mulize ze nombolo ye tatama. 061-433-6000. Hamzula Piri, Mukete Hande, Nukuzula Piri Niva IUM.
All right, so if things should spill out of control, like people who had, you know, the Chinese also needed American semiconductors to manufacture certain electronic devices. And of course, the Russians were banned from accessing American semiconductors and chips and, you know, for them to manufacture certain. You know, for you to assemble, for example, a Ford car, you need an American semiconductor, an American-made chip. And you cannot use it with another chip or other semiconductors. So you need specific semiconductors to do that. And by virtue of the relationship, you might not get access to that. And there is a lot that the Americans also lost in return, because of the sanctions between Russia and America, and the one that was also going on between China and the US. So those were just sanctions without war. So in an event of an all-out war, everything will stand still. Car manufacturing, car plants will close. There will only be artillery plants and plants to manufacture panzers and military vehicles, and this will be done by military companies, and not to say weapon manufacturing companies. They are the ones that are going to benefit from this war. But cell phone manufacturers, hi-fi manufacturers, you know, the manufacturers of cables that you use to connect, you know, for you to connect sound, you need XLR cables, jack-to-jack cables, and whatever cables that you need, those will all stop. People will flee or people will close for business because there will be no shipping. The whole, everything will be cut off. So all the routes will be reserved for military, you know, sea vessels and military air vessels and so forth. So that's how problematic this conflict will be to the tech sector. And when the tech sector is affected, when the international tech sector is affected, then it will mean that for us who are at the recipient end, we'll actually suffer the worst because we are not going to get the necessary tools that we need for day-to-day operations. So that is what is going to, how much problematic the situation could be. Or if you have a NATO-Russia confrontation, what the Americans are trying to do in the Asia Pacific is to sway countries. This is now according to Chinese Russian experts. They are saying that the Americans are trying to sway countries against China, the other side of the Pacific, and sway countries against Russia, east of Europe. So it seems that if there should be a conflict, then America will be fighting two wars. So Europe will be drawn into a conflict. At least West Europe will be drawn into conflict of fighting two wars. Russia this side and China that side. And that is not going to be an easy thing to do. It's going to be a world war already. And it is going to be catastrophic. I'm already getting some, you know, shivers talking about it. The question that I said to ask is, you know, what do you think politics, how can I phrase this question? You know, as far as the flourishing of economy is concerned, you know, now we are talking it from the tech side of things. Do you think politics, I can hear this question in my head. I'm trying to bring it out properly. Let me phrase it around. You know, the Chinese and American companies, tech companies, are optimistic that they can still do business despite the tensions. Would you agree with me that somewhere, somehow, politics may get on the way of this optimism, you know, and shut the doors of the prospects of them making business? Because politics is the horse. Everything is riding on politics. So if the horse lies flat, there'll be no moving. So the Chinese and American business, tech business, at least at this meeting, they are in agreement that they want to work together technologically, because China is a big tech is a big tech hub. America is also a big tech hub, and the companies are seeing themselves working together. Now, at the same time, China is a big military, and America is a big military as far as Taiwan is concerned. So if the Americans would fight the Chinese to the last Taiwanese standing, which one of these two is likely to prevail? You know, which one of these two is likely to prevail, the way you are hearing things and the way you are observing, and because I know you are reading also. Is it the tech and business side of things, or is it the political and the military side of things? Because now it's a mixture. Which one do you think is likely to prevail? 083-288-401. That's the number in studio if you want to be part of the conversation. Now, the tech side is saying we are going to work together. But the political side of things, there is provocation that is almost leading into raising some alarm for an all-out war. Two things that seem to be, antagonistic. Things that are, there's an antagonism between the two. The business and the tech side of it wants to work together. But the military and political side of things want to escalate into a zone of chaos. Yes.
Yes, Dr. Frank.
Yes.
Yes, you are having a very complex question. I think we need to look at capitalism versus socialism. In answering the two. And then we also look at the dynamics of Trump's way of doing things versus Biden's way of doing things in unkindling this complexity in the question that you are asking. The Chinese produce for everyone, which is very much socialist mentality. They want to alleviate poverty by means of opening opportunities for everybody that can copy anything from anywhere and be able to manufacture, even if it is a copy, and they are able to generate income for the Chinese economy and for themselves, is welcome in the Chinese environment, in the Chinese tech environment. Are we together, Dr. Franz?
Yes.
So anybody, as far as China is concerned, their way of doing things is, let's open up an economy where everyone should do anything we can to make a living, even if it's within the tech environment. That's why when they started importing this tech-based stuff in Africa, most of them were fake low-class, for low-income people in China. And they started exporting this to Africa, and they have been advancing. Even if you look at what you buy from the Chinese shops here, even the solar systems that we used to buy from them, even these cell phones that we used to buy, a few years ago, they were all of low quality. They would break and they tell you China not there. But they've been seeing that they've been consistent in producing, they've been improving in quality. And that is for the rest of the population. Now, the West, which is the Americans and the Europeans, they have a capitalistic economy where the big tech companies are swallowing every innovation. They will buy you out. As soon as you come up with a tech application within the American environment, Mark Zuckerberg will be triggered to buy you out so that they maximize the capitalistic gains versus the common man growth. So now, coming now to the whether tech will survive if there should be an all-out war. I think that is what America wants to disrupt. America wants to disrupt the socialistic developmental strategy in the world by means of influencing capitalistic mentality in the rest of the world, meaning they want Mark Zuckerberg to even control the tech environment in China. Are we together on that one, Dr. Franz?
Yes.
So they would want the central capital based production system where everything is owned by either Mark Zuckerberg or by who is this Microsoft guy?
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates. You know, they want individuals to capture so that they have control, because you can even look at what they do. They normally invite Mark Zuckerberg for questioning. The intelligence committees usually summon these people so that they can influence them into hacking and monitoring you as you undertake whatever you produce. You should include their devices that enable them to control the population. And that is what this whole war drumming is all about. They want the West to take over the world. And they
all right,
see...
Mr. George, let's go for a commercial break, and then we will wrap out to the other side of the commercial break.
No problem.
Just hold on. Yes.
Abhinav Lodge and Safaris, an untold destination that offers a unique getaway experience in the midst of the bush and forest that whispers century-old tales, yet offers modern and forestry therapy. Located 24 kilometers from Grootfontein, Abhinav is a stopover to the Kavango Delta and Etosha National Park. It boasts of the largest man-made open pit in Namibia. On offer are exotic food, conference facilities, an open-air museum, and nature walks. For excellent service, call 081-55-00-846 or send an email to info@abhinavlodge.com.
All right, Mr. George, we can now wrap it up.
Yes. So, yes. In conclusion, I just wanted to say that this is this war that they are trying to promote. It's basically because the West feels threatened, because they want to monopolize, they want to capitalize, they want the world to be capitalistic, they don't want social, they don't want upcoming anything. They want everything dependent on them. And that's why they see Russia, China, India as taking over. Because remember, Japan in the past used to be the leader in technological innovation.
Yeah.
And they were taken over by China. And
well,
when
no,
you're talking
whether
about...
Whether they were taken over, I think it's debatable. Because the problem with the Japanese is that they are more inward. They are not expansion.
Yes.
So it is hard to tell whether they were taken over or not.
I think it is as much debatable, but it's evident. You no longer see Sony dominating. You no longer see everything that comes from Japan except the motor industry, the car manufacturing industry. But when it comes to the latest tech-based innovations, it's no longer Japanese. You're talking about South Korea, you're talking about India, you're talking about China. And I think that is where the crux of the matter is, because all it is about is dominance. Who should dominate the tech environment? And they see the threat. That's now the West.
Right.
And yes, so that's my take. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Dr. Florence, right?
Yes. Now, you know, I like what he said when you said China is looking into everyone. You know, they come up with something, they put it up, it must be open source, everybody must be able to copy it and do it, or you are able to do a copy of that and earn money for yourself and for the country. So that is more, and with this type of mentality, the Chinese were able to lift up 600 million people out of poverty, you know, and that type of mentality, and you know, there are a lot of things that we can learn from them. Yes.
Yes, Frank, good morning. Oh, afternoon, how are you?
Morning.
Oh, it's still morning, sorry. You know, it's pressure I work, my friend. So now, yes, your question is very complex, like he said, but we try to digest it within a few minutes so that you can... When I was, you remember there was a time I asked you, the ISS, where the Russian, the Americans, the Russian decided that they are no longer going to work together on that space.
Oh yeah, the International Space Station.
Yeah, and the Chinese are also saying that they have also put on some embargo, some sanction. They have sanctioned some of the goods and tech and some of this business ties with America. I think they were saying that even in the military equipment, they won't work together. I don't know how the components of the technology now in terms of parts, you know, manufacturing, assembling, and things like that. I think for you, that is, you help us there. But the confrontation, the negative effect of the confrontation is very great. Because already we have seen how many people have died, for example, in Ukraine there. Now it's going to be the same thing if the war has to take off between Taiwan and China and everybody. Okay. So and I don't just understand if there were some treaty or agreement signed long, many years ago, the way they say, I forgot what's the name that they are using, to recognize Taiwan as part of China. And the Americans are saying it's an independent state, you know, and all these things. And remember, those are the things that happened when the Soviet Union disintegrated a bit there. So now, what is another thing that I wanted to point out is true. All along we were really looking at Japanese management principles. Even when it comes to seriously just industrial management and everything there. Okay, we were really looking at that. But our innovation that you normally see. Apart from the leadership style there, everything, although in business there is also leadership and management there. But then you see only on motor vehicles, Japanese management, they will give you that thing. Of course, they were working. I'm not saying that they are not working, but what we are seeing here is actually because the Russia, the China, and everything, when this situation was happening there, in the North Korea, they already saying that they are supporting China.
Right,
and in conclusion, one of the professors said mentioned some reason why America is losing the Cold War. So I'll come back tomorrow for that one and we'll give you on these things and we analyze about the GDP of America and China.
All right, thank you very much. We'll continue with this discussion tomorrow.
Please, yeah, let's continue it tomorrow so that we look at the way, because the big states, Algeria, they are also now joining these things. So
right.
We have to look at it now from this three dimension.
Thank you.
Good.
All right, you can also come through. I still have some minutes for you. You see, the small companies in America, like Mr. George was saying, when somebody starts up something, an application, it is swallowed up. But do you know that there are a lot of applications in China? A lot of chat applications. A lot. So a lot of them and a lot of softwares, people are just starting this. If you start WhatsApp, me, I start SAPWAT. So if you start WhatsApp, I can come up with a SAPWAT and there's no problem. So you can have your WhatsApp there and somebody's SAPWAT the other side. And they are working. Because it is for everyone, you know, so that everyone may be able to know, to get something and make money out of it. And a lot of people are sinking in poverty in, democracy countries as compared to, you know, some countries that like China. For example, if I give you an example of India and China over the past 10 years or so, 20 years. Democratic India, 800 million people sink in poverty. The so-called autocratic China, 800 million people are lifted out of poverty. So these are two countries with almost the same population. And of course, it is projected that by 2030, India might surpass China. But so far, they are almost of the same, you know, population. But 800 million people are sinking in poverty the other side, and 800 million people are rising out of poverty the other side. So these are two models that are fighting each other. So which model is better? Of course, that is another this topic for another day. It's not for tech show, unless we want to make it a tech and politics show. You know, that can work, but we focus more on technology and how what is happening now. You know, how it will affect the tech sector. And like I said, a lot of manufacturing plant will stand still. Will be brought to a standstill. Because if China and Taiwan fight, do you know that there is already conflict in the South China Sea? Malaysia, and South Korea, especially Japan, they are opposed to certain Chinese activities in the South China Sea. Because China claims that that whole part is its territorial waters. So if there is any Taiwan-China conflict, other countries may take advantage of the situation and things may spill out of control. Because there is also a border crisis between China and India. And in 2019 or 2018, there was a confrontation that saw a lot of soldiers dying from both sides, though India is trying to downplay the number of soldiers that died. So there were border confrontation, and you have the Kashmir India-Pakistan issue. Then you have the Russia-Japan issue of borders and certain islands. So, and you have a lot. Lebanon-Israel conflict, Syria-Israel conflict, Iran-Israel conflict. So if you put that together and there is a major war here, so fires may be started the other side. And nobody is going to be able to quench the fire. The United Nations will be disintegrated. Things will plunge out of control, and there will be chaos. Just like the League of Nations was disbanded by the First World War. During the Second World War, after the Second World War, the UN was formed. So maybe that will also see the end of the UN. Because the UN could not even mediate the Russia-Ukraine situation. They couldn't listen to the Russian concerns. So will the UN be able to practically end the China-Taiwan conflict? No. So that will lead to a disruption of a lot of other things. Healthcare technology that is actually now booming, about to take course, will be disrupted. Artificial intelligence, of course, will just be used by army and military, personnel. But so a lot of things will just stand still. So it is unknown now how things will turn, but we just hope for the better. I still have 2 minutes. If you want to be part of the conversation, 083-288-4401. What do you think? You know, from your reading, what do you think? I want to really stretch what Wanda said today in morning. It's very important. We need to read. We need to read, you know. Information is very important. Let's get reading. Let's get informed. Because if you are doing business, you also need to know what is playing on, because your business cannot be isolated. You are not doing business in isolation. You need to know what is playing on a global stage and how is that going to affect. I mean, whether or not that is going to affect your growth. whether or not that is going to affect your growth, you need to understand what is going on a global stage. So, and there is a roaming, of course, ad break from here. I'll be going for a short break, and then after a short break, Dwight will come through with the brand conversation. But you need to, we need to start reading. You know, we need to acquaint ourselves with information. Information is very important, so that you know what to do, where to do, when to do it, and how to do it. And
Medusalem Gravestones ndino ehangano enkondo kondo mo Namibia aihe konono. Uharira ndisa omamanya gomarudi ga yoroka ngashi woko ombira yo nakusaitu omamanya gokita furayo mokombitha oshowo omamanya gomashangero dhomapatululo gongeshefa dhetu. Oombelewa dhawo otadhi adhika morukonda, okanjengedi, orundu, ovenduka oshowo momaruru. Oena ofanditha ya tameka nare. Notai isigo okehulilo ja Auguste momvo omavigari nomirongo mbari nambari. Kuyerere wa webapo, dengera Medusalema yemwene ko nora hetatu imwe imwe, mbari hetatu, nora imwe, hetatu imwe, nenge utume o email ko mgolukonda03@gmail.com. Medusalem Gravestones, the service you'll never regret.
Being circumcised keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at BMMC Namibia.
All right. This has been the tech show. We are going to continue again tomorrow. And we'll talk about it again tomorrow. But it's a goodbye from me. And before I say goodbye, let me greet Dwight. Dwight?
How are you doing, Franz?
Yes. How's it?
I'm okay, man. I'm okay. How's the show been?
Very, very great. And Dwight, now let me also give it to you, the mic, and let me disappear from this place.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Yes.